Okay, all you cats and kittens. Today, you're going to hear the May Day story. A long, long time ago, in a small town in the Midwest, lived five little boys. It was the late 1950s in the town of Glidden, Iowa, G-Town, a beautiful little town right in the middle of corn country. The story is about friends, classmates, families, community, and an America that seems to have faded away. The five little boys, aged nine or so, were Ricky, Dicky, Jimmy, Stevie, and Fritz, friends and classmates. They all lived a block or so apart. We played and played and played. Snowball fights, ditch 'em on our bikes, kick the can, king of the hill, Annie, Annie over, kickball, apple fights, things like that. But especially we played sports, baseball, basketball, a little golf in Willie's pasture. But the most fun we had was playing football. Sometimes we got into a little trouble. But in those days, there was no air conditioning, except at the movies. So every family seemed to have a porch where the adults would sit and smoke and watch the world go by. Talk about a neighborhood watch program. If you broke a window, or you were picking on the smaller kids, or even walking down the street swearing, or God forgive, smoking yourself, some mom would call your mom and let her know, and man, would you get it, especially when Dad got home. Our town did not need cops walking a beat. We had moms and neighbors snitching. Plus, it seemed everyone had large families. So an older brother would look you up and straighten you out, or your little sister would snitch on you, tattle. Seemed like you had to walk the line. We loved to play tackle football in the large area in front of our school. No one ever got hurt. It was more like grab and wrestle than take them down. One goal line was the cement sidewalk, and out of bounds was a long sidewalk too. Sounds scary, but no one ever got hurt. The Tryons lived a few houses north on Main Street, and I remember my dad standing in our front yard wearing one of those wife beater shirts, yelling at us, "You're not playing tackle, are you?" "Ooh, us? Oh, no." No one ever, ever got hurt. Sometimes we played a game called Smear 'em. Someone had the ball and would toss it to one of the others, and the rest would chase after them, trying to smear 'em. Then the tackled player would toss the ball to another person, and we would take off chasing after them. Another trick invented by Ricky, he would let the ball carrier run around him, and as he was chasing, he would time it perfectly by diving at the back foot and slapping it sideways. The foot would go behind the other guy's leg, and the ball carrier would flop right on his face. I got to doing that move myself. The ball carrier would be very angry, thinking he had a touchdown, and then whammo, he'd usually get up and throw the ball at Ricky. We did have a major problem, however. There were five of us, and we were always looking for another player. Six would be much more fun. 3-on-3. Well, next to Ricky lived a cute little girl named Peggy. She would play some games with us occasionally, but we only let her play football a couple of times. She was a great classmate, but not real athletic. One Christmas, some of the parents got together, and four of our gang got little peewee football uniforms. Really cute. I did not get one. I think I got a potato that year. Just kidding. 10 kids in my family. Sometimes I'd get a handshake. I'm still kidding. When my birthday rolled around, I did get a plastic football helmet. I loved it. It was athletic gold, just like the Green Bay Packers. But it was way too big. I found that when I was running, the helmet would start to rotate on my head, and I would have to look out through the ear hole. Not kidding. One summer day, the gang decided to host a big football game. We would sell tickets, 25 cents each. We would build bleachers, one plank with a couple of bricks. We would have lights set up in Fritz's backyard. An older boy, neighbor named Dave, he would be the referee. We would invite the parents. Our sisters would be cheerleaders. We would sell popcorn and make a fortune. Let's do it. I remember jumping out in the middle of Main Street and scaring a pickup driver to death. I stood on the running board and tried to sell him a ticket to the big game. He bought one. Oh, the only one we sold. Or anyone sold. But we were worried there would be way too many fans for our big game and our little bleachers. And what do we do about parking? But the old problem came up again. One team would be Jimmy, Stevie, and Fritz. They were all next to each other, next door neighbors, and the home team. Then Ricky lived on my block, and I was another half block away. And we only had two on our team. Ricky and I were not real thrilled about having Peggy on the team. We liked her, but we did not want to get trounced. So we looked around and found another girl who lived about a half a block away. Her name was Nancy. I will never forget our first practice. Nancy was a year older than us. We gave her the ball and had her punt it. Boom! It soared way farther than Ricky and my kicks. We lined up to see who was the fastest. Nancy smoked us. Now we have a ringer here. She had no helmet, no shoulder pads, or anything like that. She and I took a magic marker and drew a number and logo on our white t-shirts. The night of the big game. We played the Star Spangled Banner. We introduced the players, spotlights and all. The home team kicked off to our team. We had Nancy deep. She took that ball and went right up the middle, her knees churning high and forward like a locomotive. Jimmy, Stevie, and Fritz hit her, but they stuck like Velcro, and she carried all three across the goal line. Wow! 7-0, our team. Next time they punted, Nancy carried them on her back, literally. They could not tackle her. We kept giving her the ball. Halftime, the score was something like 79-0. We went into the porch for halftime water. Fritz was crying in the corner. His dad came in and said, "Let's make a new rule where Nancy does not get to carry the ball every time." The game was a massacre. But I remember Nancy was a year older. And the five boys were all skinny little guys. This will lead me now to the Maybasket story. And you'll understand why I spent so much detail on the football game. Back at this time in America, in the Midwest, May Day was kind of a big deal. This was before the communists took over the holiday. Here was the unwritten rule. Little kids and moms would make May baskets out of construction paper, fill them with little candies, popcorn, candy corn, Red Hots, M&Ms, things like that. They would give one to every kid in their class and maybe a playmate or so. They would usually not go out to the farms and the farm kids, who kind of did the same thing with each other. So a class of 24, maybe half of the kids lived on the farm, and you would go around town and deliver a dozen or so baskets. The schools in those days had nothing to do with this. Procedure was to go up to the front door, knock, ring, or yell, "May basket," and then run like heck. If the girl caught you, she could kiss you. If it was another boy and he caught you, he would knock you down, give you a noogie or something like that. Some kids would hide, and some were not even home. They were out delivering May baskets. I used strategy, always thinking. If it was a girl that I did not like, I'd get about halfway to her door and then throw the basket like a grenade, yelling May basket, then turn and run. Not very sporting, but effective. One time, I was using this technique, and the girl was hiding around the corner. Uh-oh. I threw, turned, and ran. Just made the car in the nick of time. But my older brother, who had driven me there, had locked the doors. Boy, was I mad. Another time, there was this very pretty classmate that I and everyone else had a real crush on. She was so nice and so cute. I walked up to her door, knocked, and yelled, "May basket." She came to the door. I turned to run, and lo and behold, I twisted my ankle. Yes, I was a little liar even in those days. She took one look at me, turned, and walked back into the house. I was crushed. So I went back home, depressed, maybe scarred for life. I walked into our house, and my mom said I had one more May basket to deliver. No, I checked the list, and I saved my dream sweetheart for last. No, I've given all mine out. She said, "No, you have not given one to Nancy." Oh, no. She's not in my class. She's a year older. And besides, she's a faster runner than me. No way. But she plays football and basketball with you boys sometimes. You must do it. Sheesh. So I walked very slowly back up the alley with my May basket, hiding behind every bush, garbage can, and tree, frantically trying to figure out a strategy. This was serious. I decided the only way for me was to use stealth. Nancy lived on a small hill. As I approached, I got down like a soldier would, crawling under barbed wire, crawling on my belly. I put the basket between my teeth and crawled like a snake. I popped my head up over the little hill, and there was her brother Joel, sitting out front on the patio reading a newspaper. He saw me. I slowly stood up, put my finger to my mouth, and tried to shh him, be quiet, be quiet. I stood up and walked towards the house. I get close to the door. Joel then yells out, "Hey, Nancy, here's another May basket." My God, I almost wet my pants. I saw a sight that even today gives me nightmares and the chills. Nancy had removed the pane of glass to the front door, and she hurtled through it like one of those Kentucky Derby horses breaking the starting gate. I turned, took one step, and was tackled from behind. Knocked out my wind. We rolled down the hill. She pinned me down like a UFC fighter, grounding and pounding. And she kissed the heck out of me. I was like a turtle on his back. Her brother was laughing and laughing. Nancy was laughing. I was crying. Tears were flowing. I was using every cuss word that I knew. I got up and started throwing rocks. I was so humiliated, and I slowly walked back to our home. So upset, crying all the way. I opened the back door, the back screen door of our house. I walked up the stairs, and there was my family. They had called Nancy and Joel, telling them I was on the way. Boy, were they laughing. Every May Day, I think of that moment. It's frozen in time. Sorry for rambling so long, but there is a point to my story. In the 50s and most of the 60s, our town had zero girls' sports except swimming, which was not associated with the school systems. Glidden had a great, great swim teams. Glidden had great female athletes that were never allowed to play any sport but swimming. Nancy could have been a college athlete. She was an all-state swimmer, setting records, and still swims competitively as a senior citizen. My junior year, our school added girls track, and my senior year, they added girls golf. But no softball or basketball. All the great athletes were never given a chance to even play. That is what it was like back then. Things people today take for granted. I ended up at the same small college as Nancy for a couple years. She may have been the most popular student at that college. Everyone liked her. She ended up marrying the star basketball player. The five back alley boys were very talented, all of them, my opinion. Jimmy loved baseball, became a minor league umpire, and a very active member of the Church of Latter-day Saints. Stevie was drafted. This was during Vietnam, became a chaplain in the Army, and later served a long, long time as a minister in Colorado. Fritz was an outstanding musician, maybe the best and coolest drummer GHS ever produced. He then went on to study art at Drake. Ricky entered the Marines and became an honor guard member and a very successful businessman. Dickie became a high school football coach and U.S. history educator deluxe. And we were all pretty darn good athletes. So I end this rambling tale trying to honor my classmates, my teaching colleagues, all the students that I had in class, and to all the old families and the entire community of Glidden. The greatest people, the greatest time period, and the greatest place to grow, America. Thank you very much.